This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. The USDA has declared Missouri a federal disaster area due to extreme heat and drought conditions. Marshall Griffin has more.
17 counties had already been declared an agricultural disaster. The announcement adds Missouri's 97 remaining counties and the city of St. Louis to the disaster zone. Crop farmers and ranchers are now eligible for low-interest emergency loans and other assistance from the Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency. They're advised to keep track of crop and livestock losses, as well as any additional cost from dealing with the heat and drought. Governor Nixon toured the state Tuesday to survey agricultural losses. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Senator Claire McCaskill is using yesterday's disaster declaration for all 115 Missouri counties to push for a passage of the Farm Bill in Washington, D.C. As St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, the measure has been hung up in the U.S. House for nearly a month, and its expiration in September could leave some farmers hanging.
McCaskill says while a temporary extension would give financial support to corn and soybean farmers, cattle ranchers would only be able to graze their livestock on land that's currently part of the federal conservation program.
But unfortunately, that land is just as burnt as the other land, and so there really isn't good grazing or haying opportunities.
Two of McCaskill's potential opponents in November, former State Treasurer Sarah Steelman and U.S. Representative Todd Akin, have both said they oppose the Farm Bill, mostly due to provisions dealing with food stamps. McCaskill says that proves they don't understand Missouri agriculture. A third potential opponent, John Bruner, has not yet taken a position on the Farm Bill. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Former vice presidential candidate and Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is backing Sarah Steelman in Missouri's Republican U.S. Senate primary. Steelman touted Palin's endorsements as a potential boom in the GOP primary, in which all three main candidates have been trying to appeal to conservatives. Palin's statement praised Steelman as a common-sense conservative woman who has stood up for the political establishment to stop out-of-control spending and destructive debt it leaves in its wake. Steelman, a former treasurer and state senator from Rolla, is running against Congressman Todd Akin and businessman John Bruner in the August 7th primary. The winner will face Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill. A Bruner spokesman expressed surprise by the endorsement, suggesting that Palin, quote, must surely be unaware of Steelman's anti-conservative record. Missouri officials say state payrolls declined by 4,000 jobs in June, while unemployment simultaneously decreased to 7.1%. Department of Economic Development officials say much of the decline in Missouri non-farm payrolls comes from local government sector, which shed 3,100 jobs in June. The state unemployment rate has declined or held steady each month since June 2011. That jobless rate last month is the lowest in Missouri since December of 2008. The commission that picks finalists for the Missouri Supreme Court will interview 18 applicants to replace Judge William Ray Price, Jr. The commission selects three finalists, and Governor Jay Nixon makes the final appointment. Applicants include at least five who have worked for Nixon or his administration. Jeff Harris is a former lawmaker who works in the governor's office. Appellate Judge Karen Mitchell was Revenue Department Director, and Nixon appointed her to the Court of Appeals Western District. Paul Wilson left the governor's office for a circuit judge appointment and now works in private practice. James McAdams is a State Department leader, and State Solicitor James Layton worked for Nixon when he was Attorney General before becoming governor. Missouri utility regulators are reviewing the cybersecurity practices of electric utilities. The Public Service Commission says it's asking power companies 47 detailed questions about protections to shield the electrical grid against hackers. Regulators say they are not aware of any possible problems. Requests were sent to Ameren, Missouri, Kansas City Power and Light Company, KCP&L Greater Missouri Operations, and the Empire District Electric Company. The commission is seeking responses by the end of August. Farmers suffering from this summer's dry, hot weather could get some help through the state treasurer's office. Treasurer Clint Zweifel says he's offering emergency 24-hour approvals of low-interest loans through the Missouri-linked deposit program because of the drought conditions. Under the program, state deposits money at low rates in banks, which in turn can supply low-interest loans to farmers or businesses. Zweifel says it normally takes about 10 days to approve a deposit for a loan, but that can be sped up in emergencies. Gary Sinise, also known as Lieutenant Dan from the hit movie Forrest Gump, will be part of an upcoming benefit concert for veterans in Jefferson City. The Lieutenant Dan Band will be playing at Apple Creek Farms on July 27th to raise funds for Operation Tyler. It's a push to put Marine Lance Corporal Tyler Huffman, his wife, and their 2-year-old son into a new, more accessible home. The 24-year-old Huffman was paralyzed in Afghanistan in 2010 when he was shot by a sniper. Sinise says he wanted to start helping disabled veterans after his role as Lieutenant Dan, a disabled Vietnam veteran.
We all remember what happened to our Vietnam veterans when they came home from war. It was a shameful period in our history. We treated our Vietnam veterans very badly, and so the idea of that happening again to today's returning veterans was just very troubling to me.
Sinise talked via Skype yesterday at an event promoting Operation Tyler in Jefferson City. He was joined by former Jefferson City Jays football coach Pete Atkins and other involved in the operation. Tickets for the concert are $30. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.